Mama always said, no matter how long it's been since Mama's house, or how many you have been Mama, or even Grandmama too, there are some things that just seem to be stuffed in that Mama always said folder in the back of our minds. I hear her every time I walk from one room to the next, my foot tempted to come down on that connecting piece. Step over the threshold, my wayward foot hears and quickly responds. When I have stacks of tasks to do, I thumb through that folder and land on, do the most difficult thing first. And then there's shopping, that maternal instinct most coming out always, when I am reminded to myself never to pay full price, particularly helpful on a priest's salary, you could imagine. Mama always said, whatever the pearls past or quirks inherited, much of what is in our folder probably will never find its way onto a greeting card or a Pinterest board. For me and my siblings, love could be described growing up in many ways as tough. Another memorable way that found expression was, love is a bloodbath. That's a quote. Something I have yet to see on a Valentine's Day heart. Mama always said some hard things. Knowing the world out there could be tough. Knowing we weren't meant to stay at home long past high school unless we wanted to pay some rent. As we near the end of the liturgical year, we can envision Jesus in many different ways. Perhaps the best is as that of a mama, who always said the tough things. This is our last Ordinary Time Sunday, next weekend giving way to our pre-Advent Feast of Christ the King. As the days draw down and we follow our year C Luke Gospel towards its end, we seem to have a different kind of Jesus with us, a Jesus with a lot on his mind. We hear from Luke's 21st chapter today. The Last Supper, as a reference point, is in Luke 22. As Jesus nears the end of his earthly life, as he knows the events he is here for will soon be coming together, we'd be wrong to think of him as just in a bad mood or something. Jesus does not opt for the remember me well strategy either, with smiling face and only happy words. Also, he's not much giving a closing lecture to us today, as much as we might think of him as a teacher from week to week, a lesson bringing it all together as we might expect. Jesus is a brother alongside us, certainly, but today clearly he plays the role of parent, preparing us for his suffering, preparing us for the world to come. The temple will be destroyed, wars will flare, you will be hated by all because of my name. Mama always said there'd be days like this, troubles like this, tough things like this. Jesus doesn't say, if we're doing the following thing right, we gain a prayerful heavenly exemption from all that. Our lives will know suffering, his parental advice reminds. As our psalm refrain repeats this weekend, the Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. And absent of that justice, there is some strain to get the earth in line. While there will be suffering in this world and in our lives, Jesus' parenting does not end with a real kneel on some rice kind of moment. What Mama always said might be tough, but in the end, she's still Mama, right? You will be hated by all because of my name, we've already recounted. But Jesus continues on. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. When we think it's all too tough, too unjust, too hard, Jesus reminds that we still have him, that we can return to him, that he knows our efforts and even the hairs on our heads. Our weekly Eucharist tells the story, coming into church today, carrying our lives with us, re-experiencing here the final dark and glorious moments of Jesus' death and resurrection, receiving his body and blood to return out there strengthened. Mama never said it would be easy. Early years, middle years, last years. What Mama did say was preparation for an often tough world, but one we do not face alone. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Remember those words Jesus always said, saying it again to us today.